Okay, welcome to all the new faces. Welcome back to the old. Right, the Mishnah has two inyanim, the inyanim of Gittin and the inyanim that are negiah to Gvulos Eretz Yisrael. We are not going to spend time this man on Gvulos Eretz Yisrael, not that it's not important. But later, either on Daf Hey or Daf Ches, we'll come back to the Taisus here, but you know, for now, we're going to try to get into the Gittin Sugyas. There are three ways, Pashtus, there are three ways a get can be given. A man can give a get to his wife. The man is there, the wife is there. That's the way we do it, this man is there. We try not to do it with Shluchim. A man gives his wife a get. Or, if the man and wife are not in the same place, so they don't want to see each other, they want to be together. So you could do it through shlichus. There are two types of shlichus. One is what we call a shliach lahaylacha. A shliach lahaylacha means that the husband makes the shliach. The husband tells someone, take the get, and you'll be my shliach to go to the where the woman is, and you're going to give the get to the isha. It's a shliach lahaylacha. The third way to give a get is with a shliach lekabala, which is pakeret, that the woman makes a shliach b'mkayma to go to the husband, to be mekabel the get from the husband, and she, the shliach in this case, stands in the place of the woman. So shliach lahaylacha, the shliach stands in place of the husband. A shliach lekabala, the shliach stands in place of the isha. There's a basic nafkamina between a shliach lahaylacha and a shliach lakabala, which the Mishnah says later in the fourth parak. By shliach lahaylacha, if a man makes a shliach to be in his place, to give the get, so when the man goes over to his shliach, he says, here, take the get, bring it to my wife. Calls the man, the shliach didn't get there, the get is not chal. Because the get wasn't given yet. It's still, the get is in the hands of the husband or the husband's shliach. So Kozman, it didn't get there. The woman could be truma if she's married to a kayin. She's not a megureshes. If the husband dies before she gets there, so she's not a megureshes. If the husband changes his mind, he could change his mind also. He could be mevachel the shliach lahaylacha. Because by a shliach lahaylacha, the get is not final. It's only, it's kilu, it's in the husband's hand. It's in the husband's shliach's hand. It's kilu, it's in his hand. Masha'en kein by a shliach lekabalah. If the woman makes a shliach to be mekabal the get in her place, so as soon as the get is given from the husband to the shliach, so the get is chal. At that minute that the husband gives it to the woman's shliach, the get is chal. Not totally in the shliach bringing the get back to the woman, or not bringing the get back to the woman. As soon as he gets the get, it's chal. She can't be truma anymore if she's married to a kayin, and she's megureshes, and if he dies before the shliach gets back, it doesn't matter. It's pashut, the shliach lekabalah, the get is finished from the rega that it's given over to the shliach. So this is the basic idea of the difference between a shliach lahaylacha and a shliach lekabalah. Our Mishnah says, "Hamevi get mevidina sayyan," which is a shliach. Hamevi get. Tzarech sheyaymer b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. So he has to say, it's a takana d'rabbanan, that he has to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav. So you all should know from the Gemara why does the shliach have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav? So Rabbi says, to ensure that the get was lishma, that the get was written lishma. And Rava says, to be mekayim de chasina sa'edim. This is taichin the Mishnah. You can't learn the Mishnah without the Gemara. Those of you who didn't yet, make sure you learn through the Gemara on the Amid Beis over to Gimel Amid Aleph. It's just pshat in the Mishnah. Rava says, al lishma. And Rava says, al tz'yehe de mekayim. There's a basic clair from pshat in Rabbah and Rava. This din is a din drabbana. Min ha'tayra, the shliach doesn't have to say b'fanai nechta. Min ha'tayra, the shliach comes and he gives the get, and there's no problem. Drabbana wa misakin b'fanai nechta. Why? either because of lishma or because of chash vidav, chash that there is a false signature. You can learn this chashash two ways. Let's talk like Rabbi. Rabbi says chutzlaris are not bekiyim in lishma, even though raiv, the Gemara says even raiv and chutzlaris are bekiyim, but the asabu are not bekiyim in chutzlaris and lishma. So therefore, we require b'fanei nechtav that he should say it was written in front of me lishma. Is the pshat the rabbana with hakachayshish that it won't be written lishma? Rabbanu l'chayshish, it won't be written l'shma, and therefore we have to be sure that the kosher get, and it was written l'shma, and therefore we require an amir. That's one way to learn. Rabbanu attack afraid it won't be written l'shma. Or you can learn differently. You could learn the Rabbanu weren't l'chayshish that it won't be written l'shma. You assume a person makes a get, they know what they're doing. The Rabbana were only chayshish that the husband is going to come later. He'll want to make trouble. He'll make an error on the get, and the husband will taina that the get was written shalai l'shma. And then he's going to make tzaris. He's going to come. He'll say it was written shalai l'shma. Hayais is coming from chutzlaret, so he'll feel he'll be believed that chutzlaret are not all bekiyim in l'shma. So he'll come and make an error. We're afraid of the husband's error. We're afraid that the husband will come and he'll be ma'ar. So that's why we require lishma. But not because we're be'emis worried that it's shalai lishma. You see the chilek, the two ways to learn. The first way to learn is that bezdin be'etzem is chayshish that it was shalai lishma. Be'emis. Bezdin is be'emis chayshish that it was written shalai lishma. The second way to learn is that Bez is not chayshish. Bez is pashit not chayshish. All it is a fear that a husband will come later and make an error. And because we're afraid of making an error later, therefore we're going to want to ensure ourselves and to be sure that there's no problem.
No,
the same, yeah.
There's no chash, why would it be?
If there's no chashash, why would the error do anything? So that is any time somebody taines a taina on a shtar. So there are two problems. We'll see both of them on the Rishonim later. Either it's taka naman, but we're not comfortable. We don't want a man being ma'ar. Or, because once he taines, we have to answer his taina. He's a bal davar. He has a kayach to taina. And we're going to see later that he taka has a kayach to taina. Against the shtar, about davar katayin. Even if I'm not chayshish, stamazay. Someone comes to the shtar chayv. I'm not chayshish. But if a person tain is mezuyas, he has to be kind of shtar. So he's a bal davar to the shtar. So that's what we're worried about. Now the same two ways you can learn rabba by lishma, you can learn rabba. Right? Rabba is chayshish that there won't be edim mitzuyim lekaimai. So you can claim the same thing. Are we be'emis chayshish that the shtar, that the signatures might be mizuyafas? Well, Bam is afraid, coming from a faraway place, maybe it's false signatures. Or again, no, not chayshish. Stam shtar, it's b'chetzmas kashu. We're just chayshish that the ba'al will be ma'ar, the ba'al will say that it's a ziyuf, and we want to ensure the get against the ba'al's taina, memela we're doing this. So these are two ways. So Sai and Rabbi, you can learn both ways. And Sai and Rabbi, you can learn both ways. Taisvis learns Klar, Taisvis on the Amud Beis, learns Sai Rabba and Sai Rava the second way. Taisvis Dibra Masa Lafi Shein Bikian, there are two Lafis, the second one. Taisvis learns Klar that it's only out Kishash Irim. The says, Be'etzem u'na chayshish. Why should be chayshish for psul? It's a shtar. Why should be chayshish for psul? Be'etzem u'na chayshish. Well, chayshish only because of Ir Rabba. This is clear that Tosfos learns this way. Rashi, however, on the Amud Beis, seems to be mechalek between Rabba and Rava. When Rashi explains Rava, you look at the Rashi. Rashi, l'fi she'en eidim etzuyim l'kaimai. Rashi learns Rava the same as Tosfos. We're afraid of the Ir HaBaal. Exactly the same as Tosfos. However, in Rabbah, when we're talking about Rabbah, Rashi doesn't mention Ir HaBaal. In Rabbah, Rashi seems to say, the top Rashi, that we're be'emes chayshish that it's shalom l'shma. And it's meduyah because Rashi doesn't mention a word of Ir HaBaal until he gets to Rabbah. When he gets to Rabbah, he throws in that the Baal will make trouble. In Rabbah, he doesn't mention it at all. So it seems from Rashi that at least in Rabbah, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Taisus. The Pnei Yeshua says beferus, machlokes Rashi and Taisus. That Rashi learns in Rabbah that we're be'emes chayshish v'shalai l'shma. And Taisus learns in Rabbah that we're not really chayshish, really right, and it's right for the dying of the Abakiyim. It's only a chashash that the husband will make problems. To Ir HaBaal. So given that this is a machlokes Rashi and Taisus, we have to stand back and think for a minute, which is the more pashut way to learn? Which is the chiddush? Let's talk about Rabbah. Talking about Rabbah, it's shein b'kiyum lishma. Which mahalach is the pashut way to learn? Which is the mechudish the good way to learn? So, what nitzas? How would you understand? You don't learn Rashi. Amar Rabbah l'fi shein b'kiyum lishma. The mistake there was a point that you didn't learn Rashi. Start the Gemara. Rabbah Amar l'fi shein b'kiyum lishma. How would you learn Pashut? What's more Pashut? Rabbah or Rabbah? No, I'm sorry, Rashi or Taisus? Huh? Taisus more Pashut. Rashi is more Pashut. It's all good. It's supposed to be that way. Some people still thought Rashi is more Pashut, some people thought Taisus more Pashut. Alright, so who's willing to speak up for Rashi? Huh? Rashi? I said, yes, to defend Rashi is not how to defend Rashi. Rashi is not mixing in any new things. It just says, Ein b'kiyum lishma. So, explain. It's much more of a chiddush to say that it will be emes b'shalai lishma. Much more of a chiddush, it'll be emes b'shalai lishma. I'll tell you, this seems to be my problem with Rashi. Because what does shalai lishma mean? Well, I just have to tell you, what is lishma? What types of lishma? You know what lishma means? It doesn't mean episom hecher, you know, lishma, like the Talmud Torah lishma, or in the Kayim Adim Torah mitzvah lishma, mitzvah shalai lishma, that's not what it means. What does lishma mean? It means l'shem this woman, and l'shem this man, and l'shem get. It should be a get. It should be for this man. It should be for this woman. If he's just doing it for practice, that's not l'shma. Right? If he's just scribbling, he writes, it's not it. It has to be l'shem this husband, l'shem this wife, and l'shem gerish. Three things. L'shmai, l'shma, l'shem gerish. Now, all of you who said that Rashi is so partial, I want to ask you, in your imagination, how often, let's say you have an Amaretz Goma, you never learned there's a din of Lishma, and people come to him to write a get. Does he have to be a big Talmud Chacham to write a Lishma? How much Talmud Chacham does he have to be? A man says he wants a get, a woman says he wants a get, you have a cipher. He says, okay, I'll write it. Then Rashi, what's the chashash here? Which halachas does he have to know for Lishma? Let's say he never heard of the din of the Shema, but people come to him. Let's say you go over to the average person. He never learns. He never learns this din. He doesn't know the Shema. And you tell him, look, you're a cipher. Do me a favor. We need a cipher. Write. So is he going to write it for this man, this woman, and forget? Like, what's the big genius that you have to be to write the Shema?
The whole Bible's whole thing. The way Bible's explaining, he's playing the words of Bible.
No, Tosfos is a little better. Tosfos had this problem with Rashi. What's this far-fetched thing? He's looking at Rachel or Shema. I'll tell you why Tosis is doing it, because what in the world is Rashi talking about? Who's going to write Shema or Shema?
And the way Rashi explains Rabba's words are
but the way Tosis explains Rabba, it's a little better. Bemis, we wouldn't be chashish. If the Baldover comes and he has a taina, we have no choice. The Baldover, Baal Ashtar has a taina, we have no choice. We have to talk to him.
But Rashi held the din, you have to have a shmok.
What does it mean if you did?
The din, they have to do the same kiss. Can't do the same.
You have to know it's Xeris HaKasa, the cost of Lala Shema? You think you have to know Xeris HaKasa? I'll tell you it's a problem, I'll tell you why. Because you need the Shema Ish and the Shema Yisha. The Shema Yisha I know, the cost of Lala, you need Lishma. How do you know you need Lishma? We know it's a sugya later. But the Achrayim don't know where in the Pasuk we learn it from. So if the Sefer has to know where we learn it from, it's a problem, because the Achrayim can't figure it out. It's not Mistabra, the Sefer has to know where you learn it from. The halacha of Lishma is that you can't do practice. You know, you go to the store, they have these key rings with all the names pre-printed. The Sefer can't pre-write Gittin, and somebody comes in, he'll get out of his file. It has to be written, Shas Mais. But what's the chashash? How vital the chashash is there? Because the Baal Zmar, you have no choice, you have to answer him. If a Baal Dover Tain is on the Shtar, even though Eidim that are signed on the Shtar can be Shnechor Eidus and Bebezdin, if you come with an IOU, I have to pay. I assume it's kosher. But if somebody Tain is Bezuyev, they have to Mekayim it. If a Baal Dover Tain is on the Shtar, you have to answer it. So I think that the weakness in Rashi, if I could say, somebody said right away, Rashi's more mistaken. Why didn't Tosis like it? It was dumb. I'm not coming to make a tiyufta on Rashi. Rashi says, Rafashish. Just trying to explain why Tosis needed Epis to dig a little deeper. Why did Tosis need to dig a little deeper? It's for this reason, really, the Pnei Yeshua on Beis Amid Beis says this, the Torah Tavarav. Why didn't Tosis like Rashi? He says, because, well, what's the chashash of the Shema? It's such a... But really, if you think about it, to pre-write Shtara Gittin is very ineffective. Because it's not like, you know, the names, has to have all the names, has to have the nicknames, you know, it has to write, you know, his name could be Avram, and he could have a nickname, one person could have a nickname, AB, and one could have a nickname Avi. So for every name, you need many alternatives, and then for the woman, you need. The only thing is, if he's a neighbor and he hears his neighbors are fighting, so he figures they'll need a get, or pre-write it, and how, what's going to happen to him? So the chashash is, so I should speak that out. Maybe you'll say, the chashash is that they'll write the form of the shtar, that's called the typhus. Okay, there are two parts to a get. It's the typhus and the tarif. Typhus is Test above face down. Of teifes, it's really not a Hebrew word. The way I always remember which is the teifes and which is the teiref, it's just word association. Teifes is like tefus, pre-printed. Teifes is the part that's pre-written. Like a ksuba, you go on the story by a ksuba. Whatever is the same in all ksubas, you pre-write. Teiref, the teiref, is the date, the name, the city. That's the teiref. We're going to have later in the third parak that you're allowed to pre-write the Teifus. The Teifus does not have to be written Lishma. So you're allowed, a Sefer who wants, is allowed to pre-write the Get and leave blanks. It's not a Psul. Shalei Lishma. Only the Teiret has to be written Lishma. So Lamaisa, it means that you could write the Teifus ahead of time. Consciousness. You could write the Teifus. And so Lamaisa, that makes the Shvachkeit in Rashi Shita, if I could say such a thing, the reason Tosis didn't like Rashi Shita, and most Rishayim are not like Rashi, is because of this problem. What's going to happen, Shema L'Shema? So I'm telling you that Rashi's Pshat Mitzvah. Now what's the weakness in Tosis Pshat that Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosis? Why not talk about like Tosis? What? Okay, it's true. It's not in the Lashon HaGemara to stick in the error. That's why Rashi. The problem is, that when you get to Rava, it's also not in the Lashon HaGemara. And by Rava, Rashi learned like Tosfos. And in Rabba, Rashi said, I don't want to learn like Tosfos. That's a Shashim in Rabba. So it needs a little bit of Hezbollah now. We have to see what. Why didn't Rashi want to learn Ir Rabba? All right, Pashtus Rashi, you don't have to come on to it. You don't have to come on to Ir Rabba, to Emesef Shash. So, yes, we have an abbreviated session today. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. It's normally Friday, I give a shmooze, but because we want to get into it, tomorrow I'll give a Gemara Shir, Mitzvah Hashem 11:30. You should know to prepare. Firstly, you have to read the Gemara straight through. Gemara Rashi, Tul Gimel Amid Aleph, just to know everything we talk about Rav and Rava. We are, tomorrow Shir, and probably Sunday Shir, are going to be on two Rashis. On the Mishnah, the bottom Taisus we'll get to, it's an important Taisus, but for immediate attention is the Rashi, Dibra Masl Tzarech, the Ran on Beis Amid Aleph and Dafei HaRan. There's a Ran that starts Rashi B'Mishnah Seinu. You have to learn that Ran. And then there's a Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam. All of this I hope to get to tomorrow. After that, we'll get to the last Rashi. Also, there are important diukim and achrayim. Those are the two Rashis on the Mishnah that we're going to spend some time on in this session.